AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Despite a huge demonstration in March yesterday ending at Baltimore City Hall,
we will fight for Freddie Gray.
Things were calm overnight in the city. The people marched and rallied in cities across the country, including New York, where at least 60 people were arrested to protest the death of a Baltimore man who was critically injured in police custody. Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts says his department will turn over all the evidence connected with Freddie Gray's death directly to the prosecutor's office.
The action will be turning the investigation over to the state's attorney, and from there they will take the ball.
In Kathmandu, a crowd cheered as a teenage boy was pulled from the wreckage of a seven-story building. It had collapsed around him 5 days ago when that enormous earthquake shook Nepal. Nepalese rescuers, with support from an American disaster response team, had been working for hours to free Pemba Temang, who appeared stunned when he again saw sunlight. It was a rare bit of good news in an area that has counted more than 5,500 earthquake deaths. Back in this country, Coast Guard vessels and aircraft are in their final day of searching for three sailors still missing off Alabama's Gulf Coast after a powerful storm turned a weekend regatta into a disaster. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tells the AP that he's running for president as a Democrat. We asked if he's entering the race to influence debate and nudge Hillary Rodham Clinton to the left.
No, I am in this election to win.
Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is starting a three-day visit to California. He plans to check out some of the region's tech innovations, lend support to expanded commercial ties, even promote a Japanese-made bullet train during a meeting with Governor Brown. American officials briefed on intelligence from Ukraine says Russia has deepened its command and control of militants in eastern Ukraine in recent months. This is AP Radio News. This will be a super Saturday for sports fans. It's the 141st running of the Kentucky Derby, the NFL draft's finishing round, NHL playoffs going on, and the Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight that could generate $400 million. Pacquiao thanked a crowd cheering him on at a news conference in Las Vegas.
I'm so excited for Saturday, and thank you so much for all your support and prayers.
Mayweather says he doesn't feel any pressure.
I don't really worry, you know. I've been here before. I'm a fighter. And I didn't face so many different styles. And we'll just see how everything, you know, goes Saturday night.
Some folks have spent more than $250,000 for a pair of prime seats to watch that fight. The Houston Rockets have fired their social media manager after he posted a tweet with an emoji of a gun pointed at a horse's head as they were beating the Dallas Mavericks. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.